Accession number 31054, Reel 4.
The first year is the worst year, but you'll get used to it. You may scream and you may shout, but they'll never let you out. You'll get used to it, you'll get used to it. The first year is the worst year, then you'll get used to it. I can't sing it for you.
Well, you've done well to remember it. I think it's very good to have that.
Yes.
It expresses it all, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
And from Haydn, we were sent to the Isle of Man. Mm-hmm. Where the internment camps were created by taking some seaside boarding houses and putting barbed wire around them.
Was that better, though, to be on the Isle of Man than at Haydn?
Well, the standard of accommodation was better. There were proper houses, not houses that were still being built. And one could move about a bit.
How did you spend the time, particularly in the Isle of Man, when it seems you were a little more settled? Did you have various activities organised?
Yes. Well, we had all sorts of highly qualified people with us. And it didn't take long before proper classes were going or lectures. All sorts of courses, and English language, of course, but all sorts of other things. And in no time at all, there was a proper camp university. And
that must have been very important for you, I would think, having been ripped away from your education.
Yes. Yes, I was very, very much aware of not having finished my education. But the main thing about the Isle of Man was that we were behind barbed wire, and outside the barbed wire were soldiers with rifles guarding us. They were perfectly nice, mainly elderly men, home guard types, Dad's army. But in our minds, listening to the news and talking to the soldiers through the fence, we always thought maybe tomorrow these nice old men will be gone and there'll be the SS standing outside. And the feeling of not being able to get away because we were caught behind the wire, and will they just hand us over to the Germans? And that was a time when everybody expected the invasion to be any moment.
You were saying earlier that earlier on you didn't expect it. Did you, at this stage, were you getting more worried about that?
Indeed, yes.
Yes. I suppose Dunkirk, the... Yes. Did you hear about... You would have heard of Dunkirk.
Yes, of course we did.
Yes. Yes, that must have been a very low point, I would imagine.
And at that time, the Isle of Man, there was a rumor that some of us will be sent to Canada, and considerable pressure was brought to bear on us young ones by older men in the camp. That we should volunteer for going to Canada, the young ones, because we didn't have families, while the older men, most of them had families in London somewhere. And so it was said that for those who volunteered to go to Canada, the families would follow on the next ship. Skeptical refugees, of course, said maybe so, but maybe not. So they said, you boys who haven't got families to worry about, you go on that. And also the thought of the guard being changed for the SS, that thought also persuaded us to volunteer.
So you volunteered, did you?
Yes. Because the SS wasn't likely to go to Canada quite so quickly.
When you look back at that, was that a fair thing for those older men to have asked youngsters? You know, you, as somebody now with a family, I wonder how you feel about that. Would you have done it?
Well, in that sort of situation, people aren't fair. Was it fair to go on a Kindertransport, which meant that somebody else couldn't, because the number was limited?
Yes, it's these extreme situations, isn't it, that cause dilemmas.
Yeah. Normal standards don't apply.
Yeah.
So I volunteered to go to Canada. By that time, my brother was in America. And I thought that from Canada it may not be so difficult to get to New York, where my brother was.
This would have been the time before the sinking of the Arundora Star, would it?
Just before.
Just before, yes. Did you hear about that before you left? The sinking of the Arundora Star?
No, but we heard about it as soon as we got on the boat, because the survivors of the Arundora Star were put onto our boat at the Mirror. The survivors of the Arundora Star were mainly German Nazi seamen. and elderly Italians.
Where did you embark on the Daniera?
Liverpool.
So you were taken back to Liverpool?
Yes.
How were you treated before you got on the ship while you were waiting to board? Do you remember that?
The population of Liverpool watched us marching through the streets and assumed that we were German prisoners of war. And it was the time of Dunkirk. And they were not friendly, to put it mildly. I'm not sure whether things were actually thrown at us, but we certainly felt as though things were, or rotten things were being thrown at us.
That must have been very upsetting, you know, bearing in mind that you were victims of Hitler.
Yes.
How about the dock side? What happened there? How were you treated?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing happened to the dock side. We were just lined up until it was time for us to walk up the gangway and onto the boat. On the boat, there were soldiers to guard us, and the soldiers on the Daniera, the guard on the Daniera, were all people who had committed some sort of an offence during the retreat in France, and who were sent as guards on the Daniera as a punishment, which they didn't like, so they took it out on us.
How was that manifested? How did they take it out on you?
They robbed us and knocked us about. But everything we possessed that was of the slightest value was still stolen from us. And we each carried one little suitcase or something. These suitcases were ripped open and the contents, if at all attractive, were stolen.
Was there any protest at the time? Did anyone lose their temper and try and resist?
No, you don't resist when you talk to a man with a loaded rifle and a bayonet. But complaints were useless.
Where were you taken on the ship? Your accommodation?
Down below.
Right at the bottom?
Right at the bottom. And in between us and the deck, there was barbed wire. So if the boat had been sunk, there was no way of getting out.
You were trapped.
We were trapped.
Yeah. Was it also very crowded, Mr. Foster, down below? Was it crowded? And
yes. Very crowded.
Would you have been put with these Nazi people, the survivors of the Arandora Star? Would you have all been together?
No, they were on a different deck. We were separated.
How about the sanitation?
The facility? On the boat?
Yes.
That was fine. It was a troop ship.
And were you given adequate food?
Oh, yes. That was run to normal army standards.
So, were you going to Canada, or was your destination changed?
Well, we noticed after a time that the sun was higher and higher in the sky. And when finally, first time we saw land, we saw that there were little boats coming towards us with black men rowing. We guessed that this was more likely to be Africa. The sun was high up in the sky.
But no one had told you.
No one told us anything.
Were you ever allowed up on deck? You know, this must have been a long voyage to Australia. You know, even the African part. Did they let you up on deck for a breath of air or exercise?
Yes. A daily half hour. And the guards making us run.
They sound sadistic men, these guards. Would you describe them?
Some of them certainly were sadistic. They amused themselves by breaking bottles and putting the broken glass there and making us run barefoot.
What sort of state were you in when you arrived in Australia? Your health? Because this would have been a few weeks, I imagine, would it?
8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yes.
Did you have an awareness of the state of your health, or even looking at other people, how it had affected you, this journey?
it didn't affect me at all, not my health. And as far as I was not aware of anybody being well, it was.
How about the older men? Were there older men with you?
Yes.
How did they fare? Were they in a same situation? Or did they suffer more, do you think?
They suffered more, I think. But the problem was not physical, it was psychological.
Yes, I was, because they would have the families, wouldn't they?
The older men were constantly worried about their families.
Yes. Well, I think I shall leave your arrival until we get, when we get to Australia, for another tape, because you've actually finished another two reels here. So this is the end of reel three and reel four, Mr. Walter Foster. Thank you very much.